We'll talk about this. Jesus died and rose again for the elect that would become his people. That's anyone with the will. Whosoever will place their faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and who will turn from an all iniquity by repentance and walk in his word and ways to be born again by the Holy Spirit to produce fruits of holiness and righteousness unto endurance. That's the biblical gospel. The churches are not calling you out to it. They're not teaching that. The churches have a compromised gospel. How do I know this? They haven't come out of the world. They love sports. They love the Chiefs. They love Netflix. They love pride. They love vanity. They love pagan holidays like Christmas. The churches have not come out of the world. They're not of Christ. They're of Satan's kingdom. And so that gospel that we preach is a good news to those who will receive it and repent. But if you won't receive it and repent, it's not good news. It's bad news. It means the judgment of God is coming for you because you're on the wrong side. The Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. Moses said it. Joshua said it. And Jesus, in a sense, says it when he said in John 3, whosoever will come can come and follow after him. But what does it mean to come and follow after Jesus Christ? Sunday church attendance? No. Water baptism? No. Pagan holidays like Christmas? No. What does it mean to be a child of God and follow Christ? It means you come via that gospel and you lose your life. You don't partake in the ways of the world. You live for God's kingdom, not Satan's kingdom. In your pride, your vanity, your feminization, your worldliness, your false holidays. What are you living for? Have you surrendered? Matthew 10. Have you lost your life to follow Jesus? Or are you loving this life connected to the world, your family, your church, the culture? Go Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, right. This is not of God. The NFL is a wicked, corrupt organization. The NFL approves of LGBT, abortion, drunkenness, rowdiness, covetousness. What more can you say? But as we preach all over, people tell us all the time, they love the Chiefs, they love the Bears, they love the Packers, whatever state we go to. You can't love the world and the things of God. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. You're an enemy of God as you love the things of the world. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. We want you to be a child of God. We want you to walk in righteousness and holiness. We want you to seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Unless that happens to you, you have no hope. You're like corrupt politicians and corrupt public servants. You have no hope. Judgment day is coming. So we love our neighbor enough to tell you that truth. Turn and forsake your sin while there's time. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Jesus talked about his people will be hated by the world. Why are the true people of God hated by the world? Because we call out the truth. Jesus said in John 3, 19 through 21, this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world, but because men love darkness, sin, they hate the light because it reproves them. But whoever loves the truth comes into the light. So if you hear God's word being proclaimed and you don't like it, Jesus said in John 8, your father is Satan. If you can't hear God's word, Satan is your father. That means you're a child of Satan. That's what Jesus said. But if you hear the word of God and it falls on fertile ground and it grows up in you and you obey it, you may be a child of God. But you're not a child of God as you live after the pattern of the world and pagan holidays and worldliness and carnality and sin. You're not of God in any way. We implore our neighbors to repent and seek the kingdom in spirit and in truth.